This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hong Kong protesters stayed around damaged Hong Kong's Polytechnic University Monday after clashes with police overnight. The campus was a flurry of uncertainty and activity Monday morning. Some protesters discussed trying to leave, while others reinforced barricades and carried boxes of petrol bombs to positions around the complex. Earlier in the day, Hong Kong police trapped hundreds of protesters inside a major university, and demonstrators rampaged through a tourist district after almost two straight days of standoffs that raised fears of a bloody showdown. The defiant protesters inside the university faced off against the police water cannon and armored vehicles in raging battles that lasted an entire day and throughout the night. And meanwhile, despite increasingly violent protest, Hong Kongers are set to vote in local elections this week. VOA's Bill Gallo explains.
District Council helps determine the makeup of Hong Kong's legislature and even helps determine who becomes chief executive. But there are questions about fairness. Student leader Joshua Wong was barred from running. Authorities say he broke the law by promoting self-determination. That also happened to Edward Yu in 2016. He won an election, but was disqualified after he added a line about democratic and other reforms to his oath of office. Still, he says voting is important.
Even though it may not be the solution to all problems, it would have a very important platform to let the government official realizing that the public have opinion, right, that you have to listen.
At a recent rally, many protesters said they plan to vote, but questioned whether the election will lead to change. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Hong Kong.
And this is VOA News. Iran's supreme leader backed Sunday a government decision to increase fuel prices, which sparked deadly protests over the weekend. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei blamed thugs for damaging property in protests that left at least two people dead. His comments come as the government shut off internet across Iran in an attempt to quell protest over the raising of government-set gasoline prices by 50%. A televised address to the nation, Khamenei said some lost their lives without elaborating, also ordered security forces to implement their task. Meanwhile, at least one Iraqi protester was killed, more than 30 others wounded Sunday, amid renewed clashes on a key bridge in Baghdad. The protesters now have control of three bridges across the Tigris River toward the heavily fortified Green Zone, the seat of Iraq's government. U.S. lawmakers on both sides of the political aisle reacted Sunday after the first week of public impeachment inquiry hearings in Washington, D.C. VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
Sunday, Republican Chris Stewart said withholding aid to Ukraine made sense at the time.
And we had a new president in Ukraine. We knew nothing about him. He came out of nowhere. We didn't know if he was a good guy or bad guy. We didn't know if he was going to support U.S. interests. It was perfectly appropriate to say we should investigate him.
Democrat Sean Patrick Maloney says the president withheld aid for different reasons.
That the president of the United States used taxpayer-funded military assistance to pressure a foreign leader to help him in his reelection campaign. That is solicitation of a bribe, and that is an impeachable offense listed in the Constitution.
The White House released a transcript Friday of an earlier phone call between President Trump and then newly elected Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, saying the readout of that call debunks accusations of bribery. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
President Trump took to Twitter to, in his own way, defend Vice President or former Vice President Joe Biden. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The president has used some harsh words for the former Vice President and now Democratic presidential candidate, but North Korea is calling Joe Biden a rabid dog who must be beaten to death with a stick. In a tweet aimed at North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, Trump says Biden may be sleepy and very slow, but he's not a rabid dog, and is actually somewhat better than that. Still, Trump adds he is the only one who can get Kim where he has to be, and is urging the North Korean to act quickly, get the deal done. The tweet concludes with a hint of another meeting, saying, "See you soon." Ben Thomas, Washington.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, mama. Hello, Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot, rocking and beautiful sounds from across the great continent of Africa will be knocking on your doors today, and we are going to enjoy this day. Let's start off with some old-time classics, and we start off from the land of the lions, Sierra Leone, with Love That Stays, the sound of the legendary Bosca Bangs. And right after that, Gone But Not Forgotten, Oliver Ngoma of Gabon in Adia, and Amiyo by the legendary Bebe Manga of Cameroon. But Love That Stays, a hot beat by Bosca Bangs of Sierra Leone, comes on right now.
Music. Voice of America.
I love your show, David.
Dreaming, dreaming.
Amiyo, the sound of Bibi Manga from Cameroon, and right before that, Adia by Oliva Ngoma of Gabon, and Love That Stays by Bosca Banks of Sierra Leone. You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America, and I'm David Vander here in Washington.
African Beats.
Africa. Africa.
Voice of America.
Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Let's take some messages now from our friends on Facebook. And this one says, I am Andrew Lamine Harris Jr. from Liberia. Each time I listen to African Beat on the Voice of America, David, my spirit in me feels like I am moving across or around Africa. Well, you are surely indeed moving because I'm taking you around the continent, all right? Thank you very much, Andrew Lamine Harris Jr. of Liberia. And another email says, Hi, David, I love your African Beat show. Can you please play a nice piece of music for me? I am Bringy from South Sudan. Well, thank you very much, Bringy. Keep enjoying the show. More good music is going to come for you. And this one says, Hello, Mr. David Vandy. My name is Tade from Akure City. I love the African Beats. Can you just keep it up, David? Keep it up. Keep up the good work. We are so proud of you out here. Thank you so much and much love to you. That is Tade from Akure City in Nigeria. Thank you very much, Tade. This is a wonderful moment. And now let's go back to music. And we take the remix of Botombele by Omawuni featuring Flavor from Nigeria. And right after that, Ambience Okunakri by Aisha Kone featuring Sekuba Kandia. But first, Botombele Omawuni featuring Flavor from Nigeria.
Baby, Gugum, I stand by
Flavor, morning touching a little bit.
What you mean?
Conakry by Aisha Kone and Sekuba Kandia and Botombele by Omawuni and Flavor from Nigeria. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Van Der Heer in Washington.
Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to the African Beat, the hottest African music show on the Voice of America with David Vandy.
Right now, let's introduce Sierra Leone's Manzu Manaman, and this one is called The New Love. And right after that, Sokoto by Magasco of Cameroon and Bounce by Kobazi of Liberia. But introducing New Love by Manzu from Sierra Leone.
It's a Manaman. Body money, yes, cause I'm not the reward.
African Beats.
New love, Tolo Benwis. New love, Tolo Benwis. New love, Tolo Benwis.
Kobazi from Liberia, and before that, Sokoto by Magasco of Cameroon, and New Love by Manzu Manaman of Sierra Leone. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vandy here in Washington.
Remember this, it's African Beat, bang, 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 gong, gong, yeah, live and direct, David Vandy on VOA, so can say that.
Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Vandy, and more music coming to you. But first, let's look at your messages. This one says, hi, David. It's Mohammed T. Sadiq from Jalingo, Taraba State in Nigeria. David Vandy, you are so wonderful for putting our dear Africa on the map. Keep it up, my brother, and good job. Thank you. And another message says, this is Hamza Gulak from Adamawa State, Nigeria, saying, God bless you, David Vandy, of the Voice of America's African Beat. African Beat has been like a paracetamol for my every night headache for so many years now. What else can I say than thank you, David? You are a big brother. Please keep on healing my every night headache. We love you more and more grace to your elbow. Thank you so much. You guys are so kind. Well, now let's take on music. Come and see my mother. Yes, this one is Come and See My Mother. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. You want me? You have to come see my mother. Let's enjoy this one now.
My mother,
you must see my mother.
I'm so in love with African beats on The Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
Highly spiritual. Yeah.
Of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
Let's take this message now from Haruna in Ghana. Haruna says, "Hi, David Vandy, thank you so much for keeping African Beat on the Voice of America alive. I love the super show." And another message says, "I am Ugo Mpase Richard, saying thank you, David, for cooling my temper this evening. Continue the good job, and you are the man. I am from Niger. Thank you very much, Mpase Richard." Every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat. Casanova is my next tune that I'm going to play for you. And it's done for us by Stanley Enow from Cameroon. Yes, this cool guy from Cameroon is going to sing Casanova for you.
Oh.
Stanley Enow from Cameroon.
Thank you.
with all of this today. I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.